Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced a major expansion of its independent repair provider program in the U.S., adding hundreds of new authorized locations. Businesses in Canada and 32 countries in Europe will also now be able to sign up for the first time. The repair program began last fall as a way for more consumers to access safe and high-quality iPhone repairs with genuine Apple parts. With many Apple Store locations across the U.S. still closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, access to repair options has become more important than ever before. As part of today's expansion, Apple says that 140 independent repair companies have joined the program and that there are now more than 700 locations in the United States. The new repair businesses participating in the program vary in size, but also include U-Break iFix, with locations across the United States. Businesses participating in the program have access to free training provided by Apple and the use of the same genuine parts, tools, repair manuals, and diagnostics found at Apple-authorized service providers and Apple stores. Last year, Apple expanded its partnership with Best Buy to offer authorized service at every location in the United States. So with that expansion to Best Buy and the continued growth of the independent program, there are now over 5,000 Apple-authorized service providers around the world. And finally, with COVID-19 safety on everyone's mind, Apple says it has been working closely with its partners to offer additional mail-in repair options and supporting the network in new ways that meet health and safety guidelines. In other news, 2 weeks after WWDC, Apple has released the second developer betas of its latest operating systems. This includes Beta 2 of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, tvOS 14, watchOS 7, and macOS 11 Big Sur. As far as betas go, all of these updates are actually relatively minor, with few user-facing changes. One change for iOS 14 is that the Settings app will not allow you to install an update if you're playing audio on your device or if you're in the middle of a phone call. There is also a new calendar app that closely resembles the new calendar icon on macOS 11 Big Sur. Apple has also made a few minor tweaks to the widgets on the iOS 14 home screen. The Reminders widget now shows more detail when in its most compact view, while the Files app also now offers a few different widget options for quick access to files that you've recently opened. Other changes include a new setting for the Music app that allows you to manually disable animated cover art or limit it to Wi-Fi only, as well as new haptic feedback when you press on the play, pause, or fast forward buttons. All of these updates will be released to public beta users sometime this month, according to Apple, but this week's second betas are only available to developers. It's possible that the public betas could still be released sometime this week, or alongside the third developer betas in around 2 weeks from today. You can get a closer look at everything new in iOS 14 Beta 2 at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder and Calorie, two applications that make it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. But Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to stay on top of your daily water intake using iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. But for ultimate food tracking, check out Calorie. From the creators of Waterminder, Calorie is the easiest way to count calories, track macros, and all of your food intake from your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. Calorie allows you to seamlessly track everything you eat throughout the day with quick access from Siri shortcuts, Apple Watch, and more. You can learn more and get started today with both Waterminder and Calorie at the link in the show notes below or by searching for them in the App Store on your devices. That's Waterminder and Calorie, C-A-L-O-R-Y. In addition to the minor changes we just told you about, there's also one interesting change under the hood in iOS 14 Beta 2. 95 Mac was able to find a hidden feature in the Wallet app that will allow users a new way to pay with Apple Pay. References found in the iOS 14 code reveal that Apple is working on a new method for letting users make payments with Apple Pay by scanning a QR code or traditional barcode with the iPhone camera. We've managed to access this feature even though it's hidden in iOS 14 Beta 2, and even though it doesn't work, we can clearly see an image showing how it will work. iPhone users will simply point their iPhone's camera at a QR code or barcode to pay bills and other things with the card linked to their Apple Pay account. The opposite would also work with users being able to hold the iPhone in front of a scanner with a QR code generated by the Wallet app. And there will also be some kind of interaction with third-party apps as this code was found within the public system API. It's easy to see why Apple is looking to add QR code support to Apple Pay, especially in the United States, where adoption of contactless payment solutions has been slower than expected. Adding support for QR code payments would be a way for Apple to increase adoption of Apple Pay and likely even increase Apple Card adoption as well. Apple didn't discuss this feature at all at WWDC 2020, and it's not yet finished, so we don't know when it might be available to users. And it's also important to note that this was not present in the first iOS 14 developer beta released last month, so it's definitely something Apple is still working on. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.